As we begin learning Parashat Tzav, and the Torah speaks about Klal Yisrael bringing Kabbanis, the Torah speaks about, and the Medrash speaks about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anxious to see the Kabbanis of Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash Tanchuma points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anxious to receive the Kabbanis of Klal Yisrael, not from Malachim, just from us, his people, from Klal Yisrael. And even Bilam, as he was boasting and bragging that he is going, that he's going to bring more kabbonis than we bring, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bilam, says the Medrash, "Matavakish lahatus atzmecha lefanai. What are you trying to accomplish? Shakabul kabon min umais, that I should accept the kabbonis that umas ha'olam bring? Ena tiyochol." It's impossible for you to accomplish that, because shvuhim es b'nei Yisrael bris olam. I have a shvua between myself, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and my people, Klal Yisrael. Tanaihein she'enim akabel korban elam Yisrael. I only will receive kabbonis from Klal Yisrael. And says the Medrash, lekach nema tzav es aron v'spon of lemor, that the kabbonis are for Klal Yisrael brought by the Kohanim. And Rav Pinchas Menachem Pilitz, in his Sefer Sifzei Tzadik, asks that the halacha, as the Gemara Masechta Erechin, the Vav Amin Aleph, and the Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Kabbonis, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, teaches us, Mekablim Karbon Ma'avd Kechavim, that we do accept Kabbonis from the Umas Ha'olam. Why does the Medrash indicate that we don't? So he suggests that, of course, we accept, the halacha allows us to accept kabbonis from the Umas Ha'olam. But the difference, there's a fundamental difference between a Klal Yisrael bringing kabbonis versus the Umas Ha'olam bringing kabbonis. When we bring a kabbon, our goal is l'reach nichayach. Our goal is to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. And the Umas Ha'olam don't have that attitude. They just say, well, and they boast, we just did another mitzvah, we just brought another carbon. And as Bilam indicates, it's the numbers that count. By Klal Yisrael, it's not the number of kabbonis that we bring. Rather, as the chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Hei indicates, when a Jew brings a carbon, he thinks to himself that whatever was supposed to happen to this animal is happening to him. And that, of course, brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another way that this is indicated, he explains, is with the mitzvah that's described in this week's parasha, in the parasha of Tzav, of Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was the mitzvah of cleaning the ash that accumulated overnight. And as the Gemara teaches us, all the Kohanim, it was the first mitzvah that was done every day in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan. It was a mitzvah that everybody was, all the Kohanim were anxious to do. And what does it mean? It means sweeping the ashes. Why is that something that everybody's anxious to do? Because if you're bringing a carbon just to show off with ulterior motive, that isn't where you're going to get honor. But if you bring a carbon with the intention that you want to bring it to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the word carbon implies, if you're bringing it with intention of becoming humble and modest in front of Hashem, then the Trumas Hadeshen becomes a vital part of the service of bringing a carbon. And that's what the Medrash means to say, that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to see and only appreciates the kabbonis that are brought by Klal Yisrael. The Medrash also says on this pasuk of Tzarv as Aron v'spon of Lema Zoyis Torah Sa'oila, the Medrash says, Ma'o Oila. What does the word Oila mean? It says the Medrash, Shal Oila Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the common Oila goes up to Hashem, and he peres of an Esem Shei Yisrael, and it acts to help us have forgiveness for our Averis. And the Medrash continues, Be'ish Osa Avram Oila Sa'ayil, when Avram Avinu brought the carbon after the Akedah, Nemar, V'yisa Avram as Enov, V'yar V'hina Ayil Acha. Ask the Medrash, Ma Acher. What does the pasuk mean with the word Acher? El Acher Shara Kadosh Baruch Hu. After Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw ki b'chol levavai u'b'chol nafshai ba lahalos Yitzchak b'noi la'ayla, that Avraham Avinu was ready to give away Yitzchak, and he meant it with all of his heart. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sent him the ayil. Hafticha Hakadosh Baruch Hu at that time gave him a commitment. Be'ishiyalu banav oilus, when his children and future generations will bring a carbon oila yekable miyad. Rashi also says, Tzavis, and of course this medrash is a difficult medrash to understand. What is the connection between the carbon that Avram brought and the carbonus that Klal Yisrael brought in all the generations? Rashi says, Tzavis Aaron, Ein Tzav El Loshen Zeros, Miyad Uladiris. What is the medrash trying to teach us? That this is Ladiris. If anything, unfortunately, the Kabbanis have not remained with us, Ladiris. The Medrash also says, Shol Talmid v'Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Emesai ben David Bo, when will Mashiach come? Heishem Lam, and Mashiach tells them, the Pasuk of our Parsha, Zois Tiris Oila, also very difficult to understand. The Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, brings a vart from the Rebbe Reb Zisha. The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Mem Amar Aleph, teaches us, Machshava Toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfu L'masam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts and gives credit to somebody who has a Machshava Toiva, who has good intention. But what does the word Mitzarfu mean? It should have said Machshava Kamaisa. So the Rebbe Reb Zisha explains that you could have two people approaching a mitzvah. One did the mitzvah, but he didn't have the proper kavana, didn't have the proper intention. And the other person didn't have the opportunity to do the mitzvah, but he is very anxious to do the mitzvah properly. And what happened is that those two individuals combined, mitzarfa, one person has the machshava toiva, one person has the maisa, and mitzarfa, they combine. And actually, he says that's pshat in the medrash that says ha'holich b'darkei avos. If somebody follows the ways of the avos hakadoshim, maskirin lo zechus avos, and he will remember what the avos do, and he gets credit for that. Again, a very difficult medrash to understand, because if we are following the darkei avos, so then we're doing what we're supposed to do. So why do we have to get credit for that? The answer is that even though we try to emulate the way of our avos, but we certainly aren't on their level. Tells us the Medrash, ha'holich b'darkei avos, if you try to do what's right, to follow in the darkei avos, then maskirin lo yizchus avos, what you will get is that the avos, who when they did mitzvahs, of course they did it on the most proper fashion possible, that is, you will get credit for the way they did the mitzvah and for the machshava that they had when they did the mitzvah, even though we don't have the ability to do the mitzvah the way they did it. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, when he brought Yitzchak as a carbon, let's just imagine what level Avraham Avinu was at that point. Avraham Avinu was ready with his whole heart to give up his son Yitzchak, who he had waited for so long, who he had loved so long. There was an incredible machshava at that point. The maisa wasn't there, because at the end, he didn't actually bring Yitzchak as a carbon. Tells us the Medrash, your machshava, your fantastic positive intentions that you had when you brought Yitzchak a carbon will be combined when in future generations we maybe won't bring kabbonis the way we're supposed to. We're not on the level to have the proper kavana when we bring a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will combine the machshava of Avraham Avinu, be'esh shiyalu b'onav oilus, when we, the descendants of Avraham Avinu, will bring kabbonis, yekabli miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will immediately accept our kabbonis, because together with our kabbonis will be the machshava of Avraham Avinu. And that's why Rashi says, Ein Tzav Ela Miyad Ula Doiris, that the Kabbonis that were brought in the time of the Mishkan, which we had Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Aaron the Kohen Gadol, of course were on the highest level. Even in future generations, when we won't have the ability to bring Kabbonis on that level, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, we will do all we can do. We will do the best we can do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the machshava of that was existed in the time of the building of the Mishkan and combine it with our act of bringing Kabbonis. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says, Sholol HaMashiach, Emesai Ka'as Simar. Mashiach was asked, when will you appear? Oma Hayoim in Bekoilus HaShmo. What was that dialogue? The future the generations we live in see that we do mitzvahs, we don't have the proper kavana. And therefore they're worried and they're asking, when will Mashiach come? How will we be able to do mitzvahs that will be mitzvahs that are worthy that they could bring Mashiach? Says Mashiach to them, Zois Torah Sa'ola. Just like when we bring a carbon, as we're learning now from the Rebbe Reb Zisha, that even if we're bringing a carbon and we're not bringing it in the best possible manner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the machshava, takes the way the kabbonis were brought in the previous generation and enhances our bringing of the kabbonis. So too, says Mashiach, even if we're not acting in the best way possible, and even if we could be better, but as long as we try to do what we can, just like by the carbon oila, Zois Torah Sa'ola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu combines the carbon oila with our bringing the carbon oila, with the machshava, as the carbon oila was brought in previous generations, so too, even if we don't necessarily always do as we should do, and we don't always have the proper kavana, and we don't always have the proper machshava, that's not a reason to give up hope. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, you just do what you can, and I will be mitzaref. I will combine with your act the machshava of the previous generations, and that's how we will be worthy that Mashiach should come. B'mheira b'yameinu.